A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and it's a big one. He's basically asking whether the traditional light bulb is dead. He's seeing LED fixtures take over, especially in the smart home space, and as a renter, he's frustrated with smart bulbs. The switch-off kills smart problem, the always-on socket discipline. He wants to know if integrated LED fixtures with built-in radios are the real answer, and if matter is going to be the control layer that ties it all together. The bulb is dead. Long live the fixture. Let's dig in.
It's a genuinely provocative thesis, and honestly, the timing is perfect. The U.S. Department of Energy's ruling that went into effect August 1, 2023, effectively banned the sale of most screw-in, incandescent, and halogen bulbs. That was the regulatory kill shot. But what's happening now, in the 2025 to 2026 window, is the market response. Matter-certified integrated luminaires are actually hitting retail shelves. This isn't theoretical anymore.
We have two competing paradigms now. On one side, replaceable smart bulbs. Your Philips Hue, your IKEA Tradfree, screw them in, pair them, done. On the other side, integrated smart fixtures. With ceiling lights, nanoleaf panels, hardwired downlights that have the radio and the LEDs built into one sealed unit. Same ecosystem in some cases, radically different philosophy.
And the renter's constraint is what makes this interesting. Smart bulbs are portable, you unscrew them, take them to the next apartment, but they require physical switch discipline. Anyone who's ever had a guest flip off the wall switch and kill every smart bulb in the living room knows this pain intimately. Integrated fixtures are permanent, you're not taking them with you. But the control path is cleaner. The switch never interrupts power because it's not in the power path at all.
The dad flipped the switch. Problem. The silent killer of smart home enthusiasm.
And the core question here is whether we've reached the point where integrated LED fixtures can fully display screw-based bulbs in a new build or a retrofit. The answer is complicated but directionally clear. It's happening faster than most people realize.
Let's define the control architecture difference. A smart bulb has to cram a radio, a driver, and LEDs into an Edison-based form factor. An integrated fixture has the whole housing to work with. What does that actually mean in practice?
It's a fundamental electrical engineering difference. A smart bulb has to fit everything into a volume roughly the size of a golf ball. The driver circuitry, the Zigbee or Wi-Fi or Thread radio, the antenna, the LEDs, and thermal management. The antenna efficiency in particular suffers. You're basically wrapping a radio in a metal heatsink inside a metal-lined can. Signal attenuation is significant. An integrated fixture's driver board can be spread across the entire fixture housing. The Thread radio or Wi-Fi module gets a dedicated board with proper antenna clearance. The constant power circuit has room for better capacitors, and the thermal path doesn't have to share space with the RF components.
The smart bulb is the apartment of lighting, doing everything in a cramped studio. The integrated fixture is the suburban house with a dedicated home office.
That's the metaphor, and the lifespan numbers make the replaceable bulb concept itself start to look obsolete. Incandescent bulbs lasted about 1,000 hours. CFLs pushed that to maybe 10,000. Integrated LED fixtures are rated for 25,000 to 50,000 hours. At 4 hours a day, 50,000 hours is 34 years. You're not replacing that bulb. You're replacing the fixture when the decor changes, not when the light dies.
34 years. So you install a ceiling light when your kid is born and it's still running when they're finishing their PhD. The bulb replacement aisle at Home Depot becomes a historical reenactment.
This is where the control surface problem really crystallizes. Smart bulbs require what I'd call a smart switch that never actually cuts power. It's a remote control disguised as a wall switch. You've got options. Lutron Aurora, which clips over an existing toggle switch, runless wires kinetic switches, or a relay module wired behind the existing switch that keeps the circuit live and just sends a Zigbee or Z-Wave command. But all of these are workarounds. They're solving a problem the integrated fixtures simply don't have.
Because the fixture is always powered. The switch on the wall isn't interrupting line voltage. It's sending a wireless command.
The control path decouples from the power path. This is the fundamental shift. In a traditional switched lighting setup, the wall switch physically breaks the circuit. Power stops flowing, light goes off. In networked lighting, the fixture has constant power, and the switch is just an input device. Same as your phone, same as a voice command. The wall switch becomes an accessory to the fixture, not its master.
The prompt mentioned control at the breaker level.
Breaker level control is a non-starter for anything beyond emergency disconnect. No granularity, no per-room automation, and if you're cycling breakers regularly for lighting control, you're violating electrical code and probably damaging the breakers themselves. Breakers aren't rated as switches, they're safety devices. The real control paths are threefold. Path 1, built-in radio in the fixture, Wi-Fi, Zigbee, or Thread. Path 2, an in-wall smart switch or dimmer that's line, voltage rated, Lutron Cassetta, Leviton Decora, smart with matter. Path 3, breaker level, which, as I said, is emergency only.
Path 1 is winning for new construction. Path 2 for retrofits.
That's the pattern emerging. If you're building new, you spec integrated fixtures with Thread radios and never install a dumb switch. If you're retrofitting an existing home with switch legs already run, you swap the wall switch for a smart dimmer and keep your existing screw-based fixtures, at least for now.
Let's talk about the radios. Wi-Fi, Zigbee, Thread. What are the real trade-offs here?
Wi-Fi has the advantage of ubiquity. Every home has a Wi-Fi router, no hub needed. But it's chatty, power-hungry, and in a dense deployment. Say 40 or 50 downlights across a house. You're adding meaningful congestion to a network that's already handling streaming, video calls, and gaming. Zigbee is purpose-built for this. Low power, mesh topology, devices relay for each other, but you need a Zigbee coordinator, a hub. Historically, that's been the Philips Hue Bridge or an Echo Plus. Thread is the evolution. It's also a mesh, also low power, but it doesn't require a proprietary hub. Any Thread border router. An Apple TV, a HomePod, a Google Nest Hub, an Eero router acts as the bridge to your IP network. And because Thread uses IPv6, each device gets its own addressable endpoint. No translation layer, no single point of failure.
Thread is Zigbee that went to therapy and got its life together.
It's Zigbee with an IP address and no daddy issues. The latency numbers tell the story. Thread-based fixtures like Nanoleaf Essentials and the Eve Light Strip have sub-200 millisecond response times for lighting commands. That's perceptually instant. Wi-Fi bulbs can spike to 600 or 800 milliseconds under network load. The light doesn't come on when you flip the switch. It comes on a beat later. That half-second delay is the uncanny valley of smart lighting.
A Thread mesh supports up to 250 devices with sub-100 millisecond latency for lighting commands specifically. That's the CSA's own spec.
So the radio question is effectively settled for new fixtures. Thread is the answer. The question is whether manufacturers are actually shipping it, and as of June 2026, the answer is yes. The Connectivity Standards Alliance lists over 400 Matter-certified lighting products, and integrated fixtures are growing 40% year over year. Signify, that's Philips Hue's parent, Osram, GE Lighting, under Savant, they've all released Matter-certified integrated downlights and linear fixtures.
Let's do a concrete comparison. Philips Hue Secure Recessed Light. That's an integrated fixture with Zigbee built in. Versus a standard Hue bulb screwed into a dumb can. Same ecosystem, same app. What's the actual experience difference?
Installation is the obvious one. The integrated recessed light requires wiring into the junction box. You're doing electrical work. The bulb just screws in. 30 seconds. But once installed, the integrated fixture never has the switch-off kills smart problem. It's hardwired to constant power. The bulb in a dumb can is still behind a wall switch. Someone flips that switch, your bulb is dead to the network until power comes back. When it does come back, there's a reconnect delay. Zigbee devices typically take 3 to 5 seconds to rejoin the mesh after a power cycle. That's an eternity when you're standing in a dark room.
The integrated fixture is always online, always reachable. The bulb is one curious houseguest away from a network partition.
The radio performance. The Hue Secure recessed light has the Zigbee antenna in the driver housing above the ceiling, outside the metal can with clear line of sight to the mesh. The bulb has its antenna crammed inside the Edison base, surrounded by a metal heat sink, inside a metal reflector. Signal strength measurements from independent testers show a 6 to 8 dBm difference. That's a factor of 4 in real-world range.
You're paying for a mesh network, but crippling the mesh nodes by putting them in metal Faraday cages. It's like buying a mesh Wi-Fi system and wrapping each node in aluminum foil.
That's the AliExpress RGB bulb trap, to borrow your phrase. Now let's talk about Matter, because this is where the control path gets interesting. Matter 1.0 launched in November 2022 with basic lighting support, on and off dimming. Matter 1.3 in May 2024 added color temperature, adaptive lighting, and occupancy sensing bindings. That's the release that made Matter viable as a full lighting control standard.
Matter 1.3 is where lighting stops being a checkbox feature and becomes actually useful.
And the architecture matters, no pun intended. A Matter-certified integrated LED fixture communicates via thread to a Matter controller. That controller could be an Apple Home Hub, a Google Home device, a Samsung SmartThings Hub, or an Alexa device with thread support. The user controls the fixture through the app, through voice, or through a Matter-compatible wall switch. The Eve light switch with thread is the canonical example. The key insight, the switch is not a power interrupter. It's a Matter endpoint that sends a command to the fixture. The fixture is the device. The switch is an accessory.
The wall switch becomes a remote control that happens to be shaped like a wall switch and mounted where a wall switch goes. It's cosplaying as electrical infrastructure.
For the renter, this is liberating. The prompt asked about a switch that isn't on the circuit breaker, a backup switch that controls the smart fixture without cutting power. The solution exists right now. Battery-powered or energy-harvesting wireless switches. eNotion makes kinetic switches that generate power from the mechanical action of pressing the button. No battery, no wiring, no breaker. Philips Hue Tap Dial does the same thing with a coin cell that lasts years. Lutron Pico remotes can be wall-mounted in a standard Decora plate. All of these can send Matter commands directly to the fixture. The fixture stays powered 24/7. The switch is purely a control surface.
The renter's solution is a peel-and-stick wireless switch that talks Matter to a thread fixture that's always powered. No electrician, no breaker, no lease violation.
If you can't replace the ceiling fixture at all, because you're in a rental with those awful integrated LED panels that are builder-grade and dumb, the fallback is smart plugs with plug-in integrated LED fixtures. Floor lamps, desk lamps, under-cabinet strips. All plugged into a smart plug that's always on, controlled via Matter or Zigbee. It's not ideal for ceiling lighting, but it avoids the switch problem entirely. You're not touching the building's electrical at all.
The floor lamp has the smart home beachhead. It's the lighting equivalent of bringing your own router to a rental.
Let's compare a Matter over thread integrated downlight, say the Wiz Generation 2 versus a Wi-Fi smart bulb like the Casa KL130 in a rental scenario. The Wiz downlight has sub-150 millisecond latency, stays online permanently, and can be controlled by a battery-powered Eve light switch via thread. The Casa bulb has Wi-Fi latency that varies from 200 to 800 milliseconds, goes offline every time someone flips the dumb switch, and reconnects with a delay when power returns. The Wiz setup costs more up front and requires installation. The Casa bulb is $15 and screws in, but the experience gap is enormous.
The market is bifurcating. Cheap Wi-Fi bulbs for people who are willing to tolerate jank, and thread-integrated fixtures for people who want lighting that actually works like lighting.
The CSA's Matter Lighting Certification Program, which launched in 2025, now requires certified fixtures to support at least 5 control paths: app, voice, switch, automation, and scene. That's a meaningful interoperability guarantee. You're not locked into one ecosystem. A Matter-certified fixture paired with Apple Home today can be controlled by a Google Nest Hub tomorrow. The control path is abstracted from the vendor.
This is the network lighting versus switched lighting distinction you mentioned. Switched lighting is a physical circuit. Network lighting is a logical overlay. The power is always there. The control is software.
Once you make that shift, the fixture becomes more than a light. The 2025 Matter Lighting Certification spec encourages, doesn't require yet, but encourages, occupancy sensing, daylight harvesting, and even air quality sensors embedded in the fixture. Every ceiling light becomes a multi-sensor node. You're not just installing a light, you're installing an environmental sensor platform that happens to also produce lumens.
The ceiling light is a Trojan horse for ambient computing. The landlord thinks they're getting efficient lighting. They're actually getting an occupancy mesh that maps every room in the building.
That raises privacy questions we should probably tackle in another episode. But for today, the point is that integrated LED fixtures with thread radios are not just a replacement for bulbs. They're a different category of product. The bulb was a consumable. The fixture is infrastructure.
Are we there yet? Can integrated LED fixtures fully displace screw-based bulbs today?
In new construction and major renovations, the answer is yes, and it's already happening. The cost premium for an integrated LED downlight versus a can plus trim plus bulb is negligible at contractor pricing, and the labor is actually lower. One junction box, one fixture done. No trim ring, no bulb to install separately. For retrofits, the screw-based bulb still dominates because the installed base of Edison sockets is enormous, billions of them globally. But I'll make a prediction, by 2028, integrated fixtures will outsell replaceable bulbs in new construction and renovations. The screw base becomes a retrofit-only product.
The Edison base as a legacy port. The lighting equivalent of the USB. A socket that hangs around for a decade after everything else moved to USB-C.
Just like USB-A, it'll persist in niches. Vintage filament bulbs for restaurants. Grow lights for hydroponics. Specialty applications where the bulb form factor is part of the aesthetic. But for general illumination in homes, the screw base is on the same trajectory as the floppy disk.
Let's address the waste argument, because someone's going to bring it up. Integrated fixtures aren't replaceable, so when the LED fails, you throw away the whole fixture. That sounds wasteful.
It sounds wasteful, but the numbers don't support it. A quality integrated fixture has an LED engine rated for 50,000 hours. That's over 3 decades of normal use. The driver board, the power supply, is typically the failure point, and in quality fixtures from manufacturers like DMF or Lotus or Philips, the driver is a separate replaceable module. You're not throwing away the housing, the trim, the lens. You're swapping a driver board, and the total material in an integrated LED fixture is less than a can plus trim plus replaceable bulb over the same lifespan, because you're not manufacturing and shipping replacement bulbs every few years.
The waste argument is weaker than the energy savings. A single integrated fixture over its lifetime saves hundreds of kilowatt hours compared to incandescent, and the manufacturing waste of replacement bulbs dwarfs the one-time fixture production.
There's a life cycle analysis from the Department of Energy that backs this up. Even accounting for the electronics in an integrated fixture, the total environmental impact is lower than a socketed system over a 30-year horizon. The bulb replacement supply chain is the hidden waste.
If you're a renter listening to this, what do you actually do? The prompt was practical. It wasn't just theory.
3 actionable paths. 1. For lamps and plug-in lighting, smart plugs plus plug-in integrated LED fixtures. A Zigbee or thread smart plug with a good LED floor lamp gives you full smart control without touching the building's wiring. You could take everything with you when you move. 2. For ceiling lights you can't replace, a smart switch is the answer. Lutron Cassetta or Leviton Decora, smart with matter? These replace the existing wall switch and require a neutral wire in the box, which most modern apartments have. They control the dumb fixture by dimming line voltage. No smart bulb needed. 3. If you can replace the ceiling fixture and your lease allows it, install a matter over. Thread integrated downlight and pair it with a battery-free wireless switch. The Eve light switch or the Philips Hue tap dial. The switch sticks to the wall, sends matter commands, and the fixture is always powered.
If your lease doesn't allow fixture replacement, you're on paths 1 and 2. Smart plugs for lamps, smart switches for ceilings.
Path 2 is surprisingly renter-friendly. Swapping a wall switch is a 15-minute job. You keep the original switch in a drawer and reinstall it when you move out. No damage, no evidence, no lease violation. The smart switch goes with you to the next apartment.
The smart switch is the renter's secret weapon. It's the one smart home upgrade that doesn't require permission and leaves no trace.
Here's the practical buying advice. Before you buy any smart lighting product, check the CSA's Matter Certification Database. It's public, it's searchable, and it tells you exactly which Matter version the device supports and which control paths are certified. Look specifically for Matter over Thread. Wi-Fi Matter bulbs exist. They're in the database, but they're less reliable in dense deployments. If you're putting 20 lights in a two-bedroom apartment, you don't want 20 Wi-Fi clients competing with your laptop and your TV.
The Wi-Fi bulb is the smart home equivalent of bringing a boombox to a library. It works, but everyone else suffers.
Thread's mesh topology means each device extends the network. More devices make the network stronger, not more congested. That's the opposite of Wi-Fi, where more devices make everything slower.
Let's pull back to the big picture. The prompt's assumption is that smart homes will become the norm very soon. Is that actually the trajectory?
The adoption curve is accelerating. Matter is the catalyst. Before Matter, smart lighting meant choosing an ecosystem and praying the manufacturer didn't discontinue the hub. With Matter, the fixtures are interoperable across Apple, Google, Amazon, and Samsung. That de-risks the purchase. A fixture you install today will work with whatever controller you switch to in 5 years. That's never been true before.
Matter solves the platform risk problem. You're not betting on Philips Hue the company. You're betting on Matter the standard.
The standard is backed by every major player. Apple, Google, Amazon, Samsung, the Zigbee Alliance rebranding as the CSA. This isn't a niche protocol war. This is the industry converging. The integrated LED fixture with Thread is the hardware manifestation of that convergence.
The control path for Matter integrated LED lighting is straightforward. The fixture has a Thread radio. It joins the Thread mesh via a border router, an Apple TV, a HomePod, a Nest Hub. The user controls it through a Matter controller app, voice commands, or a Matter certified wireless switch. The switch is battery-powered or energy harvesting, sticks to the wall, and never touches line voltage. The fixture is always powered. The breaker is for emergencies only. The entire system is local. No cloud dependency for basic on and off.
That local control point matters. One of the frustrations with early smart lighting was cloud latency. You'd flip a switch and wait for a round trip to AWS before the light turned on. Matter over Thread is local first. The command goes from switch to border router to fixture, all on your LAN, in under 100 milliseconds. The cloud is only involved for remote access or firmware updates.
The light switch finally works like a light switch again. Instant response, no internet required.
Which is the bare minimum for lighting, and yet it took us a decade of smart home evolution to get back to it. We traded reliability for programmability and are only now getting both.
The smart home's original sin, making the light switch worse before making it better.
The integrated fixture is the redemption arc. It's always online, always responsive, and the control surface can be anything. A switch, a phone, a voice command, an automation trigger, an occupancy sensor. The control path is software, and software can be updated.
Let's talk about the open question. Will the lighting industry fully abandon the Edison base, or will it persist?
It'll persist for decades as a retrofit niche and a specialty format. The installed base is too large to disappear quickly. But for new products entering the market, the Edison base is increasingly a design constraint that manufacturers are choosing to bypass. Why design around a 130-year-old socket standard when you can build a fixture that's thinner, lighter, and has better RF performance without it?
The Edison base is the QWERTY keyboard of lighting, technically suboptimal, universally adopted, impossible to kill.
Like QWERTY, it'll survive because the switching costs are high and the benefits of the alternative are invisible to most consumers until they live with both. But the transition is happening. The 2023 DOE ruling was the regulatory push. Matter is the standards pull. The integrated fixture is the form factor that makes both work.
The next time you change a light bulb, ask yourself, should I be changing the fixture instead?
If you're building or renovating, the answer is almost certainly yes. Spec integrated LED fixtures with Thread radios and Matter certification. Skip the Edison sockets. They're a legacy constraint that adds failure points and limits your control options.
If you're a renter, the answer is smart plugs, smart switches, and wireless matter controllers. You can build a fully smart lighting system without touching a single ceiling fixture.
The renter's smart home used to be an oxymoron. It's not anymore. The technology has caught up to the constraint.
As matter matures, we're going to see lighting as a service emerge. Fixtures that include occupancy sensing, daylight harvesting, air quality monitoring. Every ceiling light becomes a multi-sensor node. The fixture isn't just producing lumens. It's mapping the room, tracking usage patterns, monitoring environmental conditions.
The light becomes the least interesting thing about the light, and that's either thrilling or terrifying depending on your privacy posture, but it's where the industry is heading.
The ceiling light as the panopticon. But that's another episode.
For now, the takeaway is clear. The bulb is dying. The fixture is the future. Thread is the radio. Matter is the control layer. And the switch on your wall is about to become a remote control.
Leave it alone. It's not a light switch. It never was. And now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1940s, Soviet scientists exploring the lava tubes of Kamchatka's Tolbachik volcano discovered a species of extremophile bacteria that thrived at a pH of negative 0.6, roughly the acidity of hot car battery acid. For comparison, the inside of a modern lead-acid car battery measures about pH 0.7.
So the bacteria were more acidic than the acid.
That's not how I understood the pH scale working, but okay.
This has been My Weird Prompts, produced by Hilbert Flumingtop. If you want more episodes like this one, find us at myweirdprompts.com or on Spotify. The bulb is dead. Go check your fixtures.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.